The recent news of Greens Party leader Richard Di Natale paying three au pairs below minimum wage for their work has raised questions of regulations and fair pay in the industry. Brady Rawlins has the story.
Due to the price hike in childcare services across Australia, au pairs have become a cheaper, more personal option for some working families. By definition, an au pair is a person who lives with a family providing both childcare and light housework in exchange for payment, accommodation and meals. Gina Perkins, an American au pair who has worked in several countries over the past 10 years, says that young backpackers are being exploited by the lack of pay.
The thing is, there are still families that take advantage of the system or lack of oversight in the system to, in my opinion, exploit foreign girls who are often young, usually not with much experience, in childcare or in traveling or being abroad in general.
According to the Fair Work Commission, the national minimum standard is currently $17.29 per hour, or $656.90 for a 38-hour week. However, in Senator Di Natale's case, and in a lot of other cases, au pairs have been paid as little as $150 a week, over $500 less than the minimum standard. The Fair Work Ombudsman says that au pairs are entitled to a national minimum wage, but can trade away food and rent if both parties agree in writing. While the Facts Office says that an au pair employed for more than 30 hours a week must be paid super. Gina says that while the pay is low, au pairs are in the position to be asking for more money.
The fact of the matter is that these days there are more families looking for au pairs than there are girls to work in these positions. I think that $10 an hour with accommodation and food provided is a perfectly fair wage for any girl who you trust to take care of your children and run your household.
Merlene Zenk, a German au pair working in the Glasshouse Mountains, believes that while the pay isn't the best, it's better than working on fruit farms.
It's not very, very much, but then I also have to say, like, the job is fun, so it's not like I'm bent over bushes for the whole day, working in like 30 degrees hot weather and picking or getting mango rushes or something like that. So because my job is quite nice, I guess, or can be quite nice, the pay is all right.
Wendy Elwood, President of the Cultural Au Pair Association of Australia and Managing Director of the American Institute of Foreign Studies Au Pair Program, says there needs to be a proper safeguard in place to ensure the safety of both the au pair and the children under their care.
CAPA, the industry association, has actively been lobbying for a very tight framework around the recruitment, the support, the delivery of this type of program. I spoke at the Productivity Commission into the Future of Childcare in Canberra last year, and during that opportunity I did speak at length about introducing a framework that really would protect this type of program. It is a cultural exchange program, first and foremost. It is, the au pair is caring for the children, and by default of that, there needs to be very tight guidelines about how au pairs are recruited, how families are recruited, and certainly about the child protection and safeguarding aspect of what an au pair is doing.
Gina believes that at the end of the day, childcare is expensive and au pairs deserve higher rates for their work.
Raising children is expensive. I don't think that's a secret. Everyone knows that when they set off having children. The thing is, life is expensive. My goal in coming to Australia was to save money and see a new part of the world, experience what it was like living with an Australian family. But at the same time, this is what I do for a living. This is what I do with my life. I travel the world one family at a time. Having live-in help is a luxury. It's not a standard. And I think that a lot of Australian families forget that. It's nice. It's fantastic. And I am a firm believer in having three adults in a household. I think the more adults you have in a household caring about children, caring for children, the better. But this is a luxury and it costs money.